What's up, guys? Welcome to Mostly Superheroes, episode 2, whatever. I think I should just really stop counting at this point. You know, it's like you're just going to count forever and just name the number of episodes you're on. It just seems redundant. So we're just here to talk about some stuff. If you're coming off the last episode, you just heard Adam, my buddy Adam, and I break down the OG Iron Man film from 2008. Hope you enjoyed that. If you had to listen, if not, you know, get back and listen to that one. You know, if you're listening in order, today's episode is just me, just Logan, and we're going to be breaking down some news. I say news, it really is just stuff that I'm interested in. But I do try to keep it timely so that you, the listener, are at least getting some relevant stuff. You know, I could sit here and ramble all day about all my favorite stuff, and we will get there. We'll watch all, you know, classic films, classic movies that I enjoy and my friends enjoy, people that we have on. But today it's going to be mostly some current stuff. And honestly, it's just helping me get a handle on the stuff that I'm trying to watch right now. You know, quarantine days, man, you know, you try to fill up that watch schedule and there's still a lot of stuff to be seen right now. So just want to kind of break down some of it. I might even think of some stuff that I didn't list in today. If you're watching, you know, you'll get some nice visuals along the way, but we'll just see where it goes. So kicking off, I just wanted to start with the CW. So the CW, honestly, just, you know, I've never really talked about this because this podcast is brand new. So just, you know, I've really been impressed with the CW in the last, just let's just say 10 years. I was an OG WB kid growing up, and that's where I watched Smallville. And ever since then, I just kind of followed along to see what the CW, you know, formerly the WB, would do. And they just took off. You know, they busted out with the Arrowverse, you know, coming out with the Green Arrow story. They just wrapped that season up. I think it was 8 seasons, if I'm not mistaken. Either way, just wrapped that up. And from that show came the Arrowverse. And it has been a ride. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, like, a blast. I made this joke to my buddy Adam on a previous episode. It really is like kind of geared somewhat toward kids. You know, you get a lot of like proactive commercials, stuff like that. But like the shows themselves have like decent content, but we're going to talk about a lot of that on this show, starting off with Stargirl. So the reason I'm starting with this, which if you're a longtime CW fan, you'll know this is a brand new show. But with along with everything else the CW has done with all of these shows now, so the Arrowverse contains, you know, just kind of breaking it down out loud, The Flash, Supergirl, DC Legends of Tomorrow, Black Lightning. I know I'm forgetting some. There are a lot. Batwoman, and now they're bringing in, you know, the Stargirl show. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna watch it. You know, we'll see if it's something that's worth watching. And guys, I'm about 2 episodes in, and I'm got to tell you, I'm kind of a fan. And there's a couple reasons why. One, I mean, these writers really just know what they're doing. I mean, first of all, look, you got Luke Wilson in here. Like, where's Luke Wilson been? We're talking about like Luke Wilson from Idiocracy and Old School. You know, these are like movies. You know, people my age or whoever that love, you know, grew up with, but like love, like, comedies. And like that's one thing that caught my eye about it. But then the other side of it is I have always had an interest in talking DC Comics for a minute, which is, you know, all the CW stuff. I've always had an interest in the Justice Society. They kind of explored that storyline. I'm gonna grab some water here. They kind of explained that storyline in Smallville for the first time probably on screen in a long time. You know, we're talking back in 2000, probably 2 or so. And, sorry, taking a drink here. And I've always just been really interested in that storyline, just these old heroes. They've explored it in The Flash, as well, or actually, DC Legends of Tomorrow. The reason I was thinking The Flash, because the Reverse Flash actually was like a villain that was teaming up against this Justice Society, kind of back in the 70s and 80s, maybe even 60s. So I'm interested in what this show is exploring, that side of things. So they kind of drop you into this universe where Starman, he's kind of like this the leader, which I'm not really that familiar with Starman at all, but he is like he's the leader of this group, and it kind of just drops you into this world of this massive battle. CGI is okay. You know, CW, you're just gonna get what you're gonna get sometimes. Don't get me wrong, they really do make movie quality type stuff, but sometimes, and also I think this show may have been on DC Universe for season one, I believe. So maybe, you know, they just might not have had the budget. But it's not bad. You know, it holds up for TV, you know, actual live action TV. And I mean, the show's called Stargirl. The girl's got a golden staff. You know, if you're watching along here, got a nice visual of the staff she's got. And it's pretty cool. You know, I haven't met a lot of these characters. Like I said, I'm only two episodes in. But we'll check back in on it from time to time. Like I said, might be for me, might be not. This lead actress, don't have her name in front of me, but she is really killing it. I think she's doing a really good job. And so far, the show's just kept my attention. So we'll check back in with that later on. Okay, so sticking with the CW, this is from Deadline. And the previous one was actually from the shots from DC TV Stargirl podcast. So thank you for that image. This is from Deadline. So Batwoman, if any of you that are out there that do follow DC news on CW at all, probably have recently seen kind of a weird headline, weird news, that Ruby Rose, I believe her name is, on Batwoman, stars Batwoman, willingly just left the show. And I mean, I have all sorts of thoughts about it. One, it's just confusing. Like, why do you take a job that, you know, that's going to, like, kick off your career in a big way, sign this big, probably multi-season deal, assuming there are multiple seasons, and it did. It got renewed, I think, immediately. All this crossover action, you know, as Batwoman, she gets a star in all these other episodes, too, Crisis on Infinite Earths, and, I mean, of course it sounds cool to me, right? I have this podcast, but maybe that just wasn't what she was looking for. So Ruby Rose did exit, but they did replace her, and this is the actress. I will butcher the name. Jafisha Leslie tried it, went for it. Anyway, and I'm not familiar at all, but she is an African-American actress. I'm not familiar with really even the Batwoman story, so I'm excited to see where this goes. Like I said, I started with Stargirl, so I mean, I'm going to watch anything kind of that's tying into the CW universe, on-screen DC universe that they've built, because it has kept my attention all these years, and it is a lot of fun. You know, it's something that I look forward to are the crossovers every year. So we'll see what happens with Batwoman. I think I have one more CW note, and then we'll kind of move on to some other stuff. So I didn't realize this when I started researching. Like, I wanted to talk about The Flash a little bit because it's probably maybe my favorite CW show currently. I watched the last episode just from this season six that's currently on, or currently was on, as you'll come to find out. And the episode was cool, I guess. It was kind of fun. I don't know if you've been watching this season, but it's all surrounding this Mirrorverse, and Iris is missing. Well, I've been watching it, and I didn't even realize that was the season finale. I didn't even know until I was doing some research today. And I guess because of COVID-19, The Flash, like a lot of other things in film right now, are just getting pushed and delayed and moved. So that was the season finale. And it, you know, in my mind, I was thinking, well, that didn't really feel like a season finale. Well, that's why, you know, it's not really their fault. You know, they had to come to a close. And honestly, now knowing that, looking at the season finale, they did a nice job wrapping it up. But I mean, definitely not The Flash season finale that you're typically going to get. Usually they're going to come out with like some big reveal and usually a cliffhanger of some kind where the universe has been altered or Barry goes missing or usually some kind of crazy high stakes going into a new season. So just didn't really have that. But I'm a longtime watcher of The Flash. I do think that these later seasons have been just crazy Iris heavy. Which is fine. You know, it's just a direction they're going. But it's just like, sometimes I feel like, you know, it's been like two or three episodes of this kind of like everything lies on the relationship of Barry and Iris. And I mean, that's cool. I mean, I'm in love. I get it. You know, love's cool. You know, love does conquer all. I get it. But also, like, the Flash is the Flash. Like, let the Flash kind of, the Flash would be the Flash without Iris, you know? So it's just like, I wish they would kind of lean more into, to just let, you know, Grant Gustin kind of lead that a little bit more with the story of Barry sometimes. But that being said, the show's good. Keeps me entertained with great stories. And again, now that they're all on, you know, if you're watching these crisis shows and it's kind of staying up to date with me, they're on that Earth Prime. So I'm pretty excited to see how all of these characters, just kind of jumping around here a little bit in the CW, but all these characters are going to play in the same playground and be on the same shows with each other. So as we know, you know, one of the biggest things we love about the MCU here on the show is that multiverse aspect, and that anything can happen. CW's definitely taken a bit out of that, that's for sure. Sorry, take another drink. You know, I forget that. Sometimes I feel like I just want to, you know, talk it all out right away, but fuck. This is a long form podcast. You know, I keep forgetting. You know, you're going to listen. And, you know, I'm going to take some breaks sometimes. I'm going to take drinks. And I'm going to tell you about drinks sometimes. Right now I'm drinking water. You know, it's important to stay hydrated. And this is just me talking about drinking water. And one more drink and let's get back to the news. All right, so CW, that's the update there. Pretty good stuff, some stuff going on. Obviously, COVID, you know, putting a halt on kind of where they are in episode production. And what that means, like stories and everything, was just going to be left to our imaginations. But I'm confident they'll be back, you know, assuming the economy can get going. And I mean, people are home and they need distractions. And in my mind, you know, TV is a great way to do that. Hopefully, there's an aspect there of keeping some stuff going. So let's see what happens with the CW and all these great shows. We'll talk about them from time to time. Okay, so getting into some MCU stuff. So this is from comicbook.com. I mean, you're going to hear their name all the time on here. That's basically where I get majority of my news in the comic book world. They do a great job. So I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but apparently, there's a quote from Joe and Anthony Russo, who worked on, of course, Infinity War and Endgame, have been quoted to say that they're working on the Secret Wars film, which to me, that's the Secret Wars storyline in general, that this could be the biggest MCU movie ever. And if, you know, obviously you're thinking what I'm thinking, right? Like, how do you top the Infinity Saga? Well, they weren't messing around. They actually said, like, no, we're talking about even in that universe, like, this is going to be a big storyline. So, I mean, it just seems too good to be true from a fan. And the Secret Wars, you know, Adam will talk more about this. Well, he knows a lot more about this than I do. But I know that it's an interesting storyline, and I believe it has to do with the Skrulls, and just in all sorts of different characters, different groups of people. So I mean, we're talking, you know, we got the whole multiverse and the whole universe out there now. So I mean, the truth is, it will be bigger, you know. But to hear the Russo brothers just kind of openly coming out and making that claim, that's huge. You know, they don't want to get our hopes up too much, I would think. You know, they seem like pretty regular dudes that, you know, wouldn't lie to us. So anyway, we'll see. And you know, just something else to be excited about in the ever-growing MCU world. So just some more news there. We'll see what happens with that. This was kind of fun. You guys remember this show? Just got a preview of the next one. You remember the show? Dinosaurs. So like the dinosaur family, and they're like big walking puppets. So I was young when this show came out. Like, I was probably like five, six. I have to look up, you know, exactly when it was. But I mean, this show like kind of scared me, to be honest. It was like, I didn't really know, like, the dad's, like, their faces would kind of move, but, like, you can see the dad right here, like, he's terrifying, you know, to a child. But anyway, it's coming to Disney Plus. When I first saw this article, I thought that meant, like, they were going to be remaking the show, and that would be, I feel like that'd be maybe kind of cool, but, like, then you're just making dinosaurs. What I actually think is actually happening is the show's just coming to Disney Plus. So, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting because, like, this, like, it definitely pulled on, like, memories of being a child and being, like, terrified of this show that my parents probably, like, thought I loved. But, like, I'm sitting there watching it like, no, this is scary. So, dinosaurs coming to Disney Plus. Check it out if you want or don't. This was really fun. I'm not going to show the video, obviously, but you can look it up on your own. There's this. Just this video out now of Henry Cavill, who plays, of course, Superman in our latest DC films. You know, obviously on The Witcher as comicbook.com. Oh, and also I didn't source the previous one, but that news about dinosaurs came from We Got This Covered. So thanks, We Got This Covered. Appreciate that. So yeah, Henry Cavill, apparently, I imagine just out of boredom and willpower, he just wanted to put together a computer, and he recorded himself doing it. And I gotta say, it's like 4.5 minutes. He like put in like 3 transitions, 4 transitions in the like little titles in the video, just like of his. You could tell it's like his own commentary. It looked like, but there's music to it. I enjoyed it. I mean, you're watching Superman kind of build a computer. It's about as nerdy as you can get. It's like the epitome of nerd. Like, if you're watching that video, which I did, only once. I think if you're watching it on repeat, something else is going on there. If you're just really watching it a lot, maybe talk to somebody. But I only watched it once, but it was fun. So if you haven't seen it yet, just Google. Shout out Google for finding anything just by typing it in. Henry Cavill builds a PC, and I bet you find it. Okay, this was pretty cool at first, right? I mean, it is cool. I'm not a dick, but so this little kid, this poor guy, really, I mean, you can see the picture here. Whew. He apparently protected his daughter. I'm sorry, his sister. This kid had a daughter. We got a problem, and this kid's 4 years old. His sister from a dog fight, but like the kid got like messed up, right? He's got like the scratches on his face. So apparently this made, you know, internet news. Got its way to Chris Evans, of course, plays Captain America in our film, MCU films. Did a personal video to him, and is like, I'm sending you a shield. It's like, whoa, like really cool. You know, definitely look up the video. It's probably on like Chris Evans' Instagram or something, but, this is from Entertainment Weekly. So they've got it too. You can check out their site. That's where I got it from. So pretty cool, right? He's going to send this kid a shield. The dad's kind of funny in the video. He's like, hey, we'll hang it on the wall. And even the sister's like, no, you take it with you everywhere. It's like a little 3-year-old sister. It's cute. All right. So then Robert Downey Jr. gets involved. And it's always like this kind of with the actors that play the Avengers. They kind of do this stuff from time to time, just team up on charities and stuff. It's really cool. And he messages this kid and says, like, call me on your birthday. And I got a surprise for you. It's like, not only is it like going to be on his birthday, but Robert Downey Jr. is going to be like on the other line. And like, what's this going to be? And I'm like, okay, geez, this kid really, it's getting a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. He saved his sister from this dog attack, and he got messed up. He's going to have scars, like, forever. So, you know. All right, well, then Tom Holland jumps in. I didn't even read what he said, but I just saw in this headline that not only had RDJ said something, but Tom Holland jumping in. Man, this kid, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not – his kid is a hero.
But, like, he's getting a lot. Like, I mean, they're getting a lot. Like, what's that shield going to be worth? And, like, what's Robert Downey Jr. going to give him? Like, an Iron Man suit? Is he going to get, like, Spider-Man, like, web shooters from Tom Holland? Don't get me wrong. I guess I'm just jealous. I'm just, like, straight up jealous. But I don't want to get attacked by a dog either. So, anyway, cute videos. It definitely, like, warms the heart. The one from Chris Evans, I kind of, like, you know, I probably, like, teared up a little bit, if I'm being honest. So, yeah, check it out. Thanks, Entertainment Weekly, for that. This one's straight from the Netflix website because it just looked the best. But you guys probably heard about this past week. There's been someone here listening to this, but, you know, we're right here at July 20th, 2020, and they just announced this film, but I say they, just Netflix, called Project Power. Looks pretty cool. I watched the trailer, and apparently the premise is pretty simple. There's this new drug out where you take the pill and you get superpowers. The trick is, though, you don't know what powers you'll get. But if I understand the trailer correctly, once you know your power, it's like you have the same power every time. It's not like you take the pill and you always have a different power. It's like always different. So it looked pretty good. I mean, it's got Jamie Foxx is the lead. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I always mess up that name. And Dominique Fishbeck. So yeah, I'm obviously gonna watch it, and I really don't know exactly when it's out. It might be out now. Honestly, it's Netflix, you know, it's usually pretty quick. But we'll talk about it again. Adam and I will probably definitely do like a movie review, you know, or watch this live or something. So you'll stay tuned on Project Power. We'll come back around. But looked pretty good. Trailer looked pretty fun. All right, this is good news. I mean, it's a rumor. From We Got This Covered. Not saying that you guys provide rumors. Just saying that it's not officially news yet. It's reportedly that The Punisher with Jon Bernthal. So for those who know already what we're kind of where we're going here, is getting rebooted. So rebooted is the key word there. They're talking about bringing this in, and I did actually read this article a little bit because I do love this show. I honestly, so a little background, if you just to kind of set the stage. So you have the Punisher that is the MCU technically, because these are the Netflix shows that they were the dark side of like New York on the ground superheroes. Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and then The Punisher, which ended up getting, what, 2 seasons? Like, such a good show. Like, dark, gritty. Well, anyway, all those, as far as we know, are canceled, which is, like, just a shame. Like, just a shame in itself, because those are really great shows. And they came out with The Defenders. That was a whole season of the team-up. Like, you got 10 episodes of those four characters fighting together after you've seen like a season 2 or 3 of them. Like, really cool. Like, bring it back. That's my vote. Anyway, it seems like we might get some of it to come back because Marvel is talking about rebooting The Punisher and kind of starting over. It sounds like, you know, they would put it on maybe even like not even putting it on Disney Plus because it would be gritty. So actually having it on a Hulu or Netflix. I don't know. I don't know how all that works in terms of rights and all that, but I'm sure Disney will figure it out, or Marvel, I should say. I mean, it's all, how do you know what's what now? So, anyway, interesting. We'll see if it actually happens. I would love that. I mean, you get this guy in the MCU and, like, you maybe a film even? Bring him into the movies. I mean, there's storylines where you could fit him in, that's for sure. He's a cool character. I mean, you get him involved in, I think they may have even mentioned it in this article, maybe like the Deadpool, like folks, because they've talked about, you know, Disney's actually going to be open to maybe making rated R films. So that's pretty cool. You know, if they can actually do some rated R stuff, you get to kind of playing with some of these other folks that are also gritty. You know, you got kind of the Deadpool joke vibes, like funny banter. The Punisher's not that. He's like the, I'm here, I don't joke around. So, like, that's a good dynamic. There's an idea. Free idea. Sure, it's already been thought through. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Come on, bring it back. Let's see him. Let's see Punisher. Let's see the Punisher come into the MCU. How fun would that be? Man, we're already through, like, all the slides, but we have a few more things we can talk through. But this is a good time to just check in on what's going on with the show. So mostly superheroes, guys. We're still new, and we're still figuring it out. Even this episode you're watching today, this format is brand new, even to me. So we're just figuring this out together. But some things you get to you can look forward to in the show. Movie reviews. So we just did a review of Iron Man. It was our first episode, really. Episode one. We did a episode zero, which is great too. Kind of gives you an overview of what to expect from the show. If you haven't heard that yet, go back and check it out. And we're gonna do more of those. We're definitely working our way through the MCU. You know, we talked about this in the extra introductions episode, but Falcon and Winter Soldier is the first thing that's coming up in the MCU schedule. It's supposed to be coming up in August. Will it happen? I really don't know. But I mean, people were talking about it. I mean, Anthony Mackie was just talking a few weeks ago about how this is going to be basically a 6-hour movie. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be, you know, Sam figuring out how to be Captain America in a world where it looks like there might already be a hired Captain America. That's going to be a lot of fun. So we would ideally like to kind of burn through the MCU and watch along kind of in real time all the Marvel stuff. Now, is it going to happen realistically? Probably not. I mean, we're already here in the end of July. So that's a lot of movies. Well, mid-July. It's July 20th. That's a lot of movies. I mean, it's impossible now that I'm thinking about it. It just depends on when it comes out. I guess if it comes out the end of August, we'll see. Either way, movie reviews. Also, watch parties. I mean, same thing, really, except we're watching it live. And we'll do it, like, on our social accounts, and we'll do it on YouTube. And we'll just, you know, we'll try to answer some of your questions and comments if you have any. We'll see if people are even watching. Who knows? But it'll be fun. You know, there's been a lot of these during quarantine, these watch parties, and I just loved them. You know, the Russo brothers did they did Endgame, and they sat on Instagram for the first hour. I mean, we'll sit on for the whole time. You know, I think we'll have to start it over. I think you have, like, a time limit and all that. But regardless, you know, I know that the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, I think James Gunn has been doing some. And we're just going to take a page out of their book because it looked like a lot of fun. And we're just fans. So, I mean, we're not going to give you any special knowledge, but we're definitely just going to talk through, like, what we think, and it's just kind of a fun thing to do on a whatever night, and we're gonna get the schedule out. So that's something that you can look forward to happening soon, is the schedule of these movies. It's on my to-do list to get to you guys, and we'll have an idea of when you can watch what when the movie reviews are coming out, when the watch parties are happening. And then lastly, just more of the show. You know, this is the show right now, honestly, but, like, more also with just, you know, more people. Don't get me wrong. I hope you're enjoying just me, but we have a lot of fun people in my circles, I should say, like, multiple, you know how life has all these circles. I've got some interesting ones, and ones that are just fun, ones that love comic book stuff, ones that actually collect comic book things and are really knowledgeable, and also a lot of friends that just aren't afraid to speak their mind on microphones is really the key to having people on podcasts. So more of that, I put jokes, banter, you know, this was meant to be, like, funny or, like, catchy or something. And now that I see it on the screen, it just looks lazy and tacky. So I'm sorry about that. I don't know if I told you guys, I have this Band-Aid on. It's not even a Band-Aid. It's a piece of duct tape. And I've got this stupid wart on my finger. And I've been told by, like, some friends and family and, like, looked up online that you cover this thing up with duct tape and it'll go away. And we're going to try it. I'm only on day two. You're supposed to leave it, like, 1 to 2 weeks. 1 to 2 weeks. Yeah, that's why I paused so dramatically. So you're going to be seeing it. We'll see if it happens. I tried the freeze thing where you do like it's like a freezer. It's like it gets really, really cold, like dry ice cold, and you do it on the wart, and it just like keeps coming back. So we're going to try duct tape. That's why the show is called Mostly Superheroes. Because we talk about mostly superheroes, but then fun life advice like how to get rid of your warts. So we'll see. We'll keep you guys posted on that. All right, so a few more things I did want to talk about, which I don't have any more slides, but that's just to have some more stuff. That's just to keep me in line, you know? It's for you guys, too, give you some visuals. But the truth is it's for me. But a couple other things that we didn't get to talk about yet. We talked about the boys, but Doom Patrol is coming back out. Got a preview for that. Looks really fun. I am definitely going to have to rewatch that show because it's been a long time. And the storyline was a little wonky. I do remember the end, though. They were, like, stuck in that loop or something, so... again, you're not going to know. That doesn't tell you anything. It's not a spoiler. But if we do watch it, and I do like some episode reviews, you know, we'll do some spoiler alerts, let you guys know. But Doom Patrol's coming up. Really excited for that. In the same kind of wonky, it's not the same universe because Doom Patrol is a DC universe show, but on Netflix, The Umbrella Academy. Now, this show, I do remember a little bit more vividly. But honestly, not in the best light. I remember the show being, it was good. I want to watch it again. Obviously, I'm talking about it. But I do remember it kind of dragging on in a couple episodes. So my hope is that, you know, since they're coming back, they must have been popular enough to do it. And, like, maybe it'll just ramp up from here. Because I really did enjoy the characters. And also just, like, the unique powers. And also the aspect of time travel is always fun. So you get a little bit of all that in the Umbrella Academy. And they just released that is coming back as well, too. Don't know if there's an official trailer. But it is coming up soon. So we'll watch that, too. We'll keep that going. I think that's about it, guys. Just wanted to kind of get a week wrap up. Maybe that's like the segment, the weekly wrap up. Like I said, we're kind of figuring out the format as we go, but this is a nice little shorter episode for you. So again, coming up, we'll get that movie schedule out to you. We're going to tell you when we're doing these reviews. We're going to have more shows like this, just breaking down some comic book stuff and superheroes, movies, and more. Check us out online if you haven't already. MostlySuperheroes.com, everywhere podcasts are. And we're on YouTube, Spotify, and we got all that social stuff, too. So check it out. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll engage with you whenever we can. We also have the studio phone that's coming out. And you know what? I'll go ahead and just – I'm going to – I will get – I promise the next episode – you know, I promised you that it was coming this episode, but this is kind of a quick throw-together episode. We will get that studio line out and so everyone can see it. And by this point, you've probably already seen it on our Instagram and everywhere. But, you know, we want you to call us, leave us some voicemails. We'll even try to get some callers into the show sometime. You know, it's all about timing, really. If you call whenever we're recording and we happen to see it, who knows? Maybe we'll just answer. You can also message the number, so we'll get that out to you. Like I said, you might have already seen it, but we'll for sure give it a big plug on an upcoming episode. So thanks for listening, guys. It's been Mostly Superhero. It's kind of a quick one for you, but we'll be back and we'll see you next time. Have a good one.